Okay, good evening, everyone. So far, okay. Well, I've heard from a couple people. Let's see. Lydia and Jim are joining us. They were at some other board meeting, and they're going to join us in a few minutes. Helen just texted me that she's having problems with Zoom. She'll probably try to join in about 5 to 10 minutes. It looks like so far it's just us, meaning right now I see Deborah and Barbara's on, looks like she's online, just on camera, and then Dan. Okay, so there's at least four of us. We need five to conduct business. So we can wait maybe a couple minutes. Let's see who else shows up. There's five to hold, I guess, a quorum.
Barbara sent us an email a little while ago.
Oh.
That she'll be participating only via the chat feature. She can't. Oh. She's in another meet. She's work, and she can't talk during it.
Okay, so she can listen and then just send a chat. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you, Dan, for that. I just logged in. Usually I'm traveling in from Elgin on North Avenue, and it was, I don't know what was going on North Avenue. I had to wiggle my way down. But there was some huge traffic going on for whatever reason. And just as luck would have it, right?
Yeah. Actually, Rez, since we haven't started, I got a silly question to ask. Why in heaven's name are we meeting at 6 o'clock instead of 7? Because 6 certainly seems rather inconvenient for just about everyone.
Well, I wasn't sure. When we started doing 6 o'clock, seems like everybody was, well, I shouldn't say everyone, majority. I can't even remember that. People thought that 7 o'clock was a little too late, and we were running a little too late to 9. And so someone suggested, why don't we do it at 6? And I think that was at least working for a little bit. We can push it back down to 7 if that's what everybody wants.
We're not getting any citizen participation. I think that's in part because who wants to come to a 6 o'clock meeting, but we've got Lydia and Jim with meetings,
that really
end at 6. Barbara's got issues. Quite honestly, my wife is mad as hell that we're meeting at 6 because it means an early dinner. And our meetings don't really last that long. I mean, I don't think we're all falling asleep by 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah. I'm not objecting. I'm trying to meet the masses here.
Yeah, and you're having trouble. I mean, you've got a long way to come to get
there. Yeah, but that was just today, I would say, that in terms of that. But, in terms of everybody else, that I can't speak for everybody else. But I'm just repeating. I met one time. I mean, we started these meetings at 7, and then I forgot who suggested, can we meet a little earlier? And so that's where we picked up the 6 o'clock time. I think we even tried switching it on a different night, too, and it looked like that was not working out for a good majority. So either way, but we can talk about moving it down to 7 if people makes it easier. Is today just an anomaly, so to speak? I don't know, okay.
We've got a message.
Yeah, Barbara said she can meet at 7. I just got it. All right. Helen is saying that her Zoom isn't working. Oh, you know what it is? I don't know what it is, but when we get the link to the Zoom meeting, for some reason, that doesn't work for me either. I literally have to go to the agenda and click on the link in the agenda for it to work. I don't know what everybody else does, but so that's the only way it works. Because when I tried linking in through the website, it doesn't seem to go through.
I can send a different link to Helen and see if that.
Yes. Why don't you send that?
Yep.
Okay.
Another way to get in is, you open up your Zoom, you put in the meeting ID. You don't have to use the link at all.
Yeah, I guess that's the other option. but why don't you send it for the link to Helen? Are you going to email it to her, Matt, so I can tell her?
Yes, I'm sending it right now.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, once Helen comes in, we can basically just start talking a little bit. Yeah, I just text Helen to check her email, and then she can use the link you sent her in.
Now, computers are pretty straightforward. The internet is sometimes a mystery.
Here's Lydia.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Oh, Helen's coming in too. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. That seemed to work, that link that you sent then.
Okay. Yeah, I'll double check the link for next meeting. I'm not sure what.
Yeah. And Helen, the next time, I had the same problem, but what I do is I go to the Village website and I actually pull out the agenda. Okay. And there's a link on the agenda, and I click on that, and that brings me in. But you're right. Okay. I tried linking, hooking up the way you did, and I couldn't get through. But Dan also suggested that you could just pull up Zoom in general and put the meeting ID, and they'll bring you in as well. But for me, it seems like it's easier going on the Village website, pulling up the agenda, and clicking on the link on the agenda, and it seems to bring me in. So no worries. But thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Doing that. So we currently have everyone except for Jim. I don't see Jim in.
He'll be joining.
Oh, he'll be joining. Okay. In the meantime, I'm just going to explain that Barbara is online. She can listen, but she's in some other location that she can't communicate orally, other than she can't send chat. So she can respond by chat. So we will look out for any responses on our chat. But and I know we were slightly late today. I don't know. Dan also suggested that maybe we ought to rethink about, is it easier for everybody to reset the meeting back at 7 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock? People can think about that for that. So, while we're waiting for Jim, I did want to just make sure that from the Matt sent out the agenda for tonight. There was also two drafts of a report, of the report. And I'm going to let Lydia and I guess Dan and we can participate in terms of that. I do have some comments to how we should probably proceed today. And I understand, and for Deb and Helen's credit, I guess. Oh, good evening, Dan. Jim. I'm sorry. Good evening, Jim. It looks like we're now all here. But what I was going to say is that I think for Deb and Helen's background, since that last meeting, remember we talked about Jim and Lydia taking the first shot at the report, using that as the framework. They were sending it over to Dan. Dan and it looked like also Barbara had some input on it. They drafted something which I believe, I wasn't necessarily a member of those discussions, but and there was a version that they added, which then seemed to be, I don't know if the right word is, not the same as or in agreement or a different version of what maybe embellished, added on to what Lydia and Jim first had. And so for everybody's benefit today, I asked Matt to submit to the full committee both versions so we all were able to see what we're talking about. Otherwise, Deb and Helen, you would not have had any idea about what the possible discussions would be today. And so what I was asked also from the other four committee members was, what is the best way to proceed today? in terms of what we should be doing to move this forward. I know there was a slide presentation that Lydia put together to walk us through the version of the discussion with the report that she submitted. I will let her do that. But also what I was suggesting to everybody today is maybe the best way to proceed would be to really, let's focus on the findings and let's focus on action items and try to complete those today as our framework, so that if we can all agree or accomplish those today, we can then build a report around that unified front, so to speak. That's what I'm suggesting we do today. With that, then I'd like to at least pull up the agenda. Now that we're all here, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is about 6:17 p.m. And then I'm going to ask Matt. Matt, can you now call the roll?
Sure thing. All right, Member Flanagan? Here. Member Frederick?
Here.
Present, sorry.
Okay. Fine.
Member Kwan?
Here.
Member Lauber?
Here.
Member Manning?
Here.
Member Morrell?
And in the chat.
Chairman Vasquez, I'm sure she'll.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, is she here there? Yes. She, yep. She submitted, yes, that she's present in the chat for the record. And yes, I'm here present also. Dan, I don't see anybody else participating in the meeting today. So did you receive any public comment from anyone?
I did not. No.
Okay. So then that brings us to the next agenda item, which is approval of the November 9, 2022 meeting minutes. I will entertain a motion to move to approve them in a second.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. Any discussion on them? Hearing none, Matt, if you can call the roll.
Sure. Member Flanagan?
Aye.
Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Manning?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Aye.
Member Morrell? Thumbs up?
Yes.
For the record, and then Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. Okay, so the meeting minutes are approved. The next agenda item would be, Lydia, do you have any updates on the dementia-friendly river forest?
I do not, no.
Okay. And on the Age-Friendly Communities Collaborative, we haven't met either, so I have no update for that, which then takes us to the old business, which I know... relating to an update on moving us forward on the report that I know Lydia, Jim, Dan, Barbara have worked on this past month in some form of versions of it. But I know there was some request from the four or one of the four or all four, the direction, how to best use our time today for this evening. I'm suggesting that it looks like, and it wasn't coming only from me. I think I can't recall which of the committee members said that maybe we should be focusing on, and I do think we should focus on trying to at least finalize the findings that are in the report, as well as trying to agree or finalize the action items. I'm not even saying an action plan because it doesn't have to be that well thought in detail. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. What I'm saying is that an action item could be something additional. It could be something more general that we could recommend to the village board as something that the village board can do. I don't think it has to be a very detailed action plan itself, but more less some guidance of what the village board should be looking at or thinking about in moving some of these, addressing some of these findings. So it's just a thought that I'm thinking of right now. So, but with that, I'm just thinking, I know Lydia, you had a slide presentation that you submitted to that might help us guide us at least as where the reports are. Maybe we can start with that, and then we can all talk about getting more participation on the current drafts or drafts of the report.
Yeah, thank you, Rez. I don't know that even spending time on the PowerPoint would be the best use of our time.
Okay.
It's right. Just, I put the PowerPoint frame together to help us move to the place where when we're ready to present to the village.
Oh, okay.
What I just sent Matthew is just a couple pages, like a, it's in one of the reports too, but the key findings.
Okay. Okay.
And our list, our working list of recommendations, which I think that document might be a place to organize our work tonight.
Okay.
As a committee to agree that these are our key takeaway findings. And then here are some actionable items that we can start to outline in the action plan as we craft it.
Okay, perfect.
And then I also think some of that, not to say that social participation is a low-hanging fruit, but I tried to organize key findings in the same format that we ask survey questions. That way,
okay.
I don't know that it's fair for us to say that one domain takes precedence over another, because we never asked our survey respondents to rank anything. We created the order of how we asked the survey items. So I think if we stick to that in terms of alignment, it might be a good idea.
Okay. Okay. All right. And Matt, did you receive what Lydia sent you?
Did I not hit? I didn't hit send. I was in the process
No problem.
Of hitting send right when I took it off mute.
No problem.
Matt, I just sent it.
All right. Okay. And Matt, when you're ready, if you can maybe pull it up.
Will do.
Okay.
I think I sent the right document.
If not, we'll see it in. You can tell us if it is and resend the document you intended to send, or send the document you intended to send.
Yep, I've got it.
And that's what I intended to send.
Okay. Okay.
Make this a little bigger.
Yes. Matt, is there any way you can increase it or
just
okay.
And again, we pulled these from, you know, our just how what went back to our notes when we all sat and decided when we ranked, right, what was considered a concern and what wasn't.
Okay.
I don't have the breakdown cutoff numbers right in front of me. I think Jim probably has those.
Okay.
But remember, I put them there, less than 20%, 20 to 30 in the notes, right, when we had that discussion several months
ago. Oh, okay. Because I remember right.
Right.
Okay. And so just so I'm clear, Lydia, the order of the finding, domains, I should say, are in the order that the survey questions were. So social participation was the first domain that we started asking questions on, correct?
I believe so. I think, Jim.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and I know from what I recall under the note that you have an italicized text, those were categories, so to speak, of concerns mm-hmm. that were less than 20% number, and then 20 to 30 was considered low, 30 to 40 was moderate, and anything greater than 40 was considered high. And that was, I know the committee talked about it and agreed to that in the past in terms of addressing the level of the responses that came in. So, okay. All right. So you want us walk us through it, Lydia, since you put this together, like, for example, social participation. You want to go through each of the bullets?
Yeah. I mean, I think largely as a domain, and again, I think Jim did a lot of some of the cross tabs. I know Dan and Barbara looked into these too. So if people want to jump in. But I think my takeaway from the larger overall takeaway is that we're actually pretty good in terms of being age friendly in the village. Right. And I think that, of the items that people identified as potential issues of concern, we can make recommendations. But I think we're more age friendly. We err on the side of being more age friendly than not, which I think is a good thing. Okay. So social participation, the larger the concerns that emerged from our survey indicate that there were some concerns people had. They wanted to know about more social events or opportunities for social activities. And then there was some concern about the lack of range of events or activities, a variation in what was being offered, right? Mm-hmm. But as far as people feeling like, isolation was a problem, or they were, issues around exclusion because of age, I don't think that our survey indicated that there were big concerns. If people want to jump in with technology, and remember, right, technology wasn't a specific domain, but we decided it was based on some of the work that I had engaged with from colleagues, who are actively researching age friendly with ARP and WHO. There's argument that technology should be its own domain, given how tech focused we've become, particularly with COVID. So we had our own category around technology that we put in to our survey, and felt the survey demonstrated that people didn't have major concerns with technology. I mean, you could argue, should the village with its affluence and its ability create hubs for people who can't access the internet? Should that ever be an issue? Should it be something that's like a public good and that people don't pay for? I don't know. That's a different discussion. We didn't ask about it. But for the most part, we don't have technology issues. And a large number of our households do have internet. And a large number of people over the age of 55 report being able to comfortably use their technology. Now, whether or not they wish to get communication from the village on their technology might be a different issue. But I don't think we're in a technological desert, if you will. Okay. In terms of Barbara has a...
Yeah. If I read her comment, she is saying that I see a more nuanced interpretation based on the steadily high new trolls in social participation. It's already written up in one of the reports submitted to the committee on this evening. We can get into the specifics later. Okay.
Respect and inclusion, I think, again, no major concerns with age discrimination, with very few people getting negative remarks related to aging. There were a few outliers, and I think that can be addressed in just a general, we should engage in anti-ageist ways of going about how we do village business and anything that we're doing at the village level. But I think, I don't know that ageism is a worry for people, for our survey participants and respondents.
Okay.
Civic social involvement and volunteer opportunities. The survey indicates there appear to be adequate for civic involvement and volunteer opportunities, although some people express interest in having more opportunities for social involvement. And so maybe those questions to align with social participation, where Barbara's seeing a more nuanced interpretation based on some of the high neutrals, right? Where maybe we don't have major concerns, but it's plausible that we could do better in terms of creating more meaningful opportunities for people to engage. Communication and information. Again, I don't, let me move the media chat. From looking at survey results, there don't seem to be major concerns other than people, trying to get a better understanding if people prefer digital communication or regular mail. I think that probably is an issue, I would imagine, that doesn't necessarily correlate with age. I think probably that's just preferential for people, how they want to get information, probably across life stage. But for our respondents, I think that becomes, again, a meaningful discussion around how we choose to communicate. Community support and services. We identify the survey participants identify that it's important to support people living with dementia. And so I think it's an opportunity to further cultivate and grow our dementia friendly efforts in the community. And then this age old issue, right, of we need to do a better job of helping people understand what services are available for older adults that both the village provides, the handyman service, transportation services, what have you, along with what this, what the township provides as well. And I think we've talked about that in this group. I know we've talked about it in township meetings, but it's that age old question of like, you don't know to go look for this stuff usually until you're more of in a crisis. But I think that can be done with some really creative awareness campaigns that we could ask the village to think about entertaining and executing. Outdoor spaces and buildings, there's existing concerns for improved street seating and street lighting. Wayfinding, I think our survey results yield that there's some action there. People feel like we could do a better job providing lighting. I know that there, maybe not exactly with the survey, I can't remember, but I know that the residents have actually reached out to this committee and expressed concern for timing, streetlight timing, walkability, and being able to safely cross intersections. So that might be something that we think about as we draft our recommendations. And then Matthew, can you scroll down? I'm trying to scroll with my, thank you. Access to transportation, again, no major concerns other than better communication from the village about what transport services are available for older adults. But I don't have the exact percentage in front of me, but there's a high number of people who are mobile and using their own forms of transportation. I think we could make general recommendations about accessibility in terms of our platforms for the Metra and for the L. I think without a doubt, we could always argue that things could be more accessible for people living with mobility issues. But again, no major concerns with transportation. And then housing and finances. I think, again, the survey yields that, you know, people want to have options in different settings of how they age in River Forest. Caveat, we uncover that people would entertain modifying existing space to accommodate a care situation. And there's about a quarter of people who would consider using the ADU option should it be available to them. So I think, you know, we could drill down into housing for some more nuanced interpretations. But again, I feel like we're doing a good job, right? I think some of our findings are, it makes me feel good, right? We have less of a age-friendly issue to solve than more of one. And then I went through what you'll see next, and these can be, you know, opportunities for discussion. This table, Dan put it together for housing. And again, I pulled them from some of our reports and put them in here. So the ordering is not indicative of priority necessarily. It just is, an organizational feature. What is our goal? What is our objective? What do we want to achieve? What's the action? And then how do we implement or evaluate? This might be a format that we use. I know that in previous discussions, we agreed that it was important to identify the goal, the action, the essential activity, who was going to be responsible for it, and how would we determine if the item was actually addressed. So those can be points of discussion too. But these are recommendations. So at this point, maybe we should take a pause and see if people have comments or questions or thoughts. We can agree that those are essentially our overview of findings that our survey yielded with the respondents that we had complete the tool. So I'll leave it up to discussion.
Okay. I see Dan, you're raising your hand. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused. The findings that are in the body of both versions, I don't want to get into the writing of those right now at all today, but the findings that are in both versions are a lot more in depth than these. I assume these are meant to be just a summary. Is that correct? Okay. Because, under housing, one of the clear findings is people want to age in the community and people want to age in place. Those are findings. So I think in terms of, I almost think it's worth it for us to go through. Let's take taking the draft that, if we want to decide on findings, and I think we need to decide on findings and goals and action items before we start drafting again, that, maybe we should go through the findings, take a section, the first section, and go through the findings that have been written up. And, we can start with, we can take both sections, both documents and our desks open at the same time if you want, but, go through, what's the first one again? Social?
Social participation.
Yeah, take a look at the findings that are in the actual narrative. I guess it's a section called civic engagement and social involvement. Page number 30.
I think it's important to Barb put a question in the chat for everyone.
Barb. Yeah. Oh, wait, now it's okay. So Barb asked, can we discuss for a minute the purpose of the action plan? And then she says, according to age-friendly AARP membership, they want a plan that takes our current situation, which I agree is good, and improves it even more. I think we need to go from findings showing we're doing well to actions and goals that show we can improve certain things and not just rest on where we're at.
Oh, okay. I agree. I didn't mean to suggest that we're resting on our existing AF laurels. I meant that it just is comforting to me that we're closer to being, it's an age-friendly place, I think, in general. But yes, there's always room for.
Okay.
And then, too, I mean, this is something we can consider. There's a part of me in doing this work now with Dementia Friendly, and also with this, with the work we're doing here. I'm thinking about Brad's discussion, and that was almost 3 years ago when he gave his presentation to the committee. But I think it's even worth considering. I think about age-friendly Chicago, right? They went through the similar process, and they went through the ARP protocol, the process of being identified in the action plan, as did Evanston. And so I guess I'll put the open-ended question out there. Is achieving AARP, the designation, something that after doing the work that we've been all doing, that we still feel strongly about recommending that the village go ahead and move forward with? That's something to consider too.
Yeah. And
one thing I found, I went, it's been a long time since we had looked at the plans that other communities have done. We looked at them that we started, and I got a feeling that we collectively have forgotten what's in them, but I took a look at about a dozen today and about six of them very carefully and realized there is no one right way to do this. Every community does its own way, and these things range in length from 6 pages to 180 pages. There are cities our size that are, we're looking at 60 to 100 pages generally. But there's no one way to do it, whether we use the charts, which I'm not so sure are really that conducive to presenting the material and getting things done. I like the way Lydia and Jim originally listed things in each domain of action item and then who would do it and deadlines and et cetera. I think that's more effective in terms of getting the information across more effectively. To be redundant. And I think we've got a really good start here. I agree that, we're in general in pretty good shape. And I agree with Barbara and Lydia that the idea is certainly for us to get into better shape and deal with the limited areas that we've got issues, so that we can better serve everyone. So In terms of being designated age friendly, I assume that's something we'd like to have happen, but there is no single formula for that. Obviously these other cities have gotten, I don't know if they got, Lydia, do you know if these, you know, we got all these reports. Do you know if these cities were all designated age friendly?
I can speak. I don't know where Evanston is their process. I can tell you that Oxford, Ohio is still grappling with AARP. They're still trying to implement their 2-year action plan. They're still trying to evaluate it. So there's a part of me where I think, what if the goal really is to create change, then is the process, the ARP model, such that it becomes cumbersome and in some ways a barrier, then we can implement these changes and evaluate them and ensure them on our own in our own way. I don't know. I mean, it's worth considering.
Well, let me add to this. Is it worth getting the AARP designation? I would say that to me, based on where AARP is currently, it's sad to say that even the collaborative is not getting the full engagement of AARP. They are now acting where before they would engage and almost partner with villages to get to an age-friendly designation. They have, since Terry Warman retired, the new person that's there, our regional new person from AARP, they're becoming more of just a resource of here's books, here's information, here you can read, but they're not really participating as we would like. They're not even coming to our meetings, the collaborative meetings like they used to participate in helping move the cause forward, which shocks us. Meaning all the villages that are participating in this collaborative for age friendliness, they're like, well, where's AARP? They were the ones who created this or led the impetus and were participating. And now they sort of, well, if you want a book, we'll send it to you or whatever. I mean, they're not really engaged in the process. So I guess where I'm going is to answer the questions that are legitimately coming up, is that I say, let's focus on where we're at. Let's focus on how we can improve our village by itself. Mm-hmm. If we can still apply for village for the AARP designation, great. If we get it, great. If we don't get it, I guess I'm not trying to be disrespectful to AARP. I'm not concerned if we get it or not, as long as our residents we're meeting their needs. And even if it's moving it forward somewhat, that's, for me, that's more important. To try to get it. So again, I mean, the village, we can pursue it, and maybe we'll try, but am I going to be upset we don't get the designation and our seniors in our village are happy that we're providing them more service? That to me is more important for what it's worth.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Barbara, when you said, why did the village value it? Because at one point, when we first created this committee, AARP was supportive, and they were more of a guiding light to try to pursue it and helping villages to put their plan and actions together, et cetera. Now we can't even get them to come to meetings. So it was at one point of value, since they were the quote unquote experts in moving age friendly activities and plans together. Unfortunately, they're not there. They're not in that role anymore. They're just more like, you know, we can send you we'll send you, make our resources available on the website or whatever, but that's pretty much they do. They really don't help guide the process itself like they used to. I think the value has changed because of the AARP's participation or lack thereof. So, but you know, so we started this when they were active, AARP us, and now we don't see it, but we're not stopping. And most villages are continuing on their own. So, for lack of a better word. So, okay. All right. So I say, let's keep going. doing what we're going to do. And we'll worry about AARP later. Okay. Okay, so then I didn't want to put a damper on AARP, but and again, I don't dislike them. I just don't. I'm just trying to explain the shift as to why why we put a value at it much more at the time years ago versus where they are now. So, okay.
Well, all right. You could also consider. I mean, I don't. You know, not to bash AARP, but. They too have an interest in marketing themselves, right? I think Age Friendly was a beautiful marketing mechanism for them. I think COVID changed things and they're probably reevaluating some of their strategic initiatives as well, right? Where do they get the for their buck?
And you're right, Lydia, because even when we approached them, meaning AARP, and they had a new regional management or whatever. And we said, we're like shocked that you guys aren't even coming to our meetings anymore. You're not participating. We're seeking out your value, your expertise, whatever, and you're not even coming anymore. So why would you not? I mean, you joined in as the experts in this area and how to meet the needs, et cetera, and you're not coming to our meetings anymore and you're not really providing guidance like you used to. And they really don't see it that way. They see themselves now, the new AARP sees themselves more as a resource. If you want a book, we'll give it to you, you know, type of thing. So it is what it is, and you're right. It's just a change of philosophy, and it could be the pandemic too. And the people, and I'm not sure if they lost people or whatever, but, and again, I'm not trying to bash them. I'm just trying to explain the issues that the collaborative has experienced at AARP, unfortunately. So I'm trying to explain why. It doesn't mean that we don't value it. It's just we saw the value of them based on their inactions or in lack of what appears to be a lack of interest. So, but it is what it is. So, but so if we get it, we get it. If we don't, I'm not worried about it. Yeah. So, okay. As Motor to create a policy if it isn't under the AARP? Yes, Barbara, your question, will the trustees be as motivated to create a policy if it isn't under the AARP auspices? I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, we still have our committee. I'm interested in it. I know Kathy Ducey is. We're looking at this as how we can meet the needs of our senior residents. So that's how we're approaching this, and that's how we'll move this forward. So. Yes, we're still motivated, I would say. Okay. So I hope this motivates us so that we can move ahead and get moving on this findings and I'd say action items, because I know we keep using the word action plan, and I've seen some of the action plans that other municipalities have done for, you know, as I think Dan suggested or Lydia, where there's, you know, you range from 6 pages to 100 pages or whatever. And I mean, I'm impressed with the 100 page plus, but I'm not looking, and I don't think our village board was looking for us to come up with a plan like that. They really wanted us to come up with more of a needs assessment. And a survey of what's needed for our seniors, and then, you know, suggested action items for the board to consider moving some of these items forward, or what we saw would be something that the village could improve on and meeting those. So I still see it that way. I just don't want us to over, and I'm using, trying to be polite. I don't want us to stress out by, thinking that we have to come up with a 100-page document that's going to really spell it out to the point of like some of these other municipalities. The idea is finding where we're at today and then what improvements we can make. And again, this is more for me an interactive exercise. By that, I mean, we can come up with something today, but that doesn't mean, okay, we're done after that, because things will change just like everything else in the world does. We can take it a step forward and move the needle forward for our senior residents. And then that doesn't mean we stop. We can continue building upon that as we go along. So I hope that's also helps. All right. So I know, Lydia, you went down this, and thank you for what we have. I know Dan suggested opening up two of the documents, and I guess I'm whatever people feel are more productive. I really do want to be able to say, you know, let's look at what findings we found, and if they're different than what we have, than what Lydia showed us, that's up for discussion. Okay, and I see Barbara's also saying, can we then identify and agree on the items in the report for action, level of specificity and accountability and evaluation? Okay.
If I may, I think that's going a little bit beyond what we can do in one evening. Okay. I thought we were going to focus on agreeing on findings, policy goals and action items, and then the the specificity, the accountability and evaluation, that can be done later. The writing committee could put together initial drafts for the full committee, but let's try and I agree with Jim. We gotta, you know, agree on these basic things first.
And okay.
If we go in the both drafts have civic engagement, social involvement in the same section.
Okay.
And the 1, 2, 3 draft. The draft, Lydia Jim draft, let's call it. I don't want to call it that. Let's not use that. The fleshing out of the original draft without further greater expansion. Has civic engagement, social involvement on page number 30 with one finding. Survey results suggested that older adults in the village were satisfied with opportunities for civic engagement and social participation. Then it gives the basis. Most Rivers Forest seniors with an opinion report that they are satisfied with opportunities for civic involvement. Here, most River Forest seniors with an opinion are satisfied with opportunities to volunteer in the village, and River Forest seniors tend to feel like a valued member of the River Forest community. And then in the other draft, this got really fleshed out. And Barbara did the fleshing out, and she did a hell of a job. But I don't know that there's so much as findings here as narrative that fleshes out things a bit more. She identified 3 issues. She said most of the findings were positive and neutral, and then she identified 3 notable issues. The range of events and activities that River Forest offers is not varied enough. Respondents are not satisfied with opportunities for social interactions. And it's not easy, at least for a quarter of the respondents, to learn about social events in River Forest. That's pretty much what I can figure out from findings between the two documents. I if anyone's got any others they can identify, please speak now. But I do want to say that what Barbara did there is
really. And you lost me back there between these drafts. Is there some way that we could pull up the documents that you're speaking to so that we could follow along? Because I'm lost, and I don't know how what you just said really differs from the items documented on the one page. So can we be specific maybe with the questions that we're referring to and the findings and the specific numbers? Would it be best for us to go back through the survey like we did and go section by section so that we can agree on the findings for each section before we look at a draft of what the written findings were? Since we haven't agreed which draft we should actually be looking at, whether it's this color one or the black and white one, or the third version one that Barbara did, or the second version one that you did, I'm lost.
No, ignore the second version one that I did. It's incorporated into Barbara's, and some of it's incorporated into yours.
I can't ignore it. it's still there. It's a draft. I think there's parts of it that are good. There's things that have merit there. So I think we need to, you know.
Well, it's in the
we need to back the card and really address how we're going to agree. I thought as a committee that we had agreed on findings, and obviously
I thought so too.
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be some consensus on that. If we're in disagreement with what's on these key findings and you want to refer back to a document with, I'm lost.
Well, Jim, so what if
I'll just say that if you guys can help me, I'd appreciate it.
What's written up in the this isn't going to work.
We couldn't see what you held up.
The let's see, what did you call this?
There's the one draft that's dated 1/5/23. I believe that's the draft you were referencing first with the findings. I could pull that up if that's
January 5th draft. Lydia, you guys took basically what we had discussed when we went through the questions one by one and summed it up as survey results suggested that older adults in the village were satisfied with opportunities for civic engagement and social participation. It's page number 30.
Okay. And Dan, hold that thought for a minute.
Is there any disagreement?
No, and I'm not disagreeing right now. I'm just trying to get us into one page.
Yeah, Dan, let's find the document first, please.
Well, what I'm trying, because I know what Dan is referring to. What was sent out to the group and the benefit for Deborah, Helen, and I guess myself there were two drafts that went out. Both were dated December 12, 2022. It appears they only go as far as page 22. So there's obviously another draft. You mentioned another draft dated January 5th or something.
I think to avoid confusion. Yeah. I'm pulling up the draft that was sent to the committee 1/3/23, and then alongside the draft of the other the one with no colorization. I can't see what
that is.
Dan, the social participation in the first draft with the colorization is on page 23. That's where starts on 22 at 3.2, social participation and civic engagement. And it's page 27 in the second draft, social participation. I think that's the comparison that Dan, like the findings that Dan's talking about. Okay. Right, Dan?
Well, the January 5 draft, I've got the civic engagement and social involvement on page 30.
I think social participation is on page 27, and then civic engagement I think their social participation is its own entity, and civic involvement might be.
Okay, I see. I'm sorry. I see. Oh, so we've got things a little upset. Okay, so you've got a finding on social participation on page 27 of the January 5th. Got some findings.
Is this January 5th document 36 pages long?
Yeah, it's the one that Matthew sent out.
Okay.
And social participation is on page 27.
Yeah, I can find it. I see.
And then civic and social involvement is on page 30 in that draft.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then there's the basis.
Okay.
The basis comes after that, which is really, I think the basis is part of the findings in a sense. I mean, I like to suggest this captures what the data shows.
Okay.
I would draw your attention to the chat. Barbara's clarifying or helping us think through. The only difference in the two drafts is the second, where she brought in the neutral data, emphasizes that no findings are a finding, and that no opinion may be an issue of importance. I don't think there's any more confusion than that. And we can include that, you know, there may be, again, more opportunity to do a better job being intentional about, you know, how we go about creating meaningful opportunities for older adults in the village.
Yeah. I you know, when we get around to writing, I think incorporating a lot of what Barbara put together would help flesh this out a bit. But that's not what we're talking about now. Does anybody else think that this cap, you know, the finding here pretty much captures what we found?
Yeah.
And then Barbara making the point that it could be an action item to do further investigation. And I think that's a good point, because there are opportunities with these findings that could be our recommendation in a variety of areas to say, well, this is what we know. It might be worth doing a further assessment or digging deeper and doing an additional study into, for example, I don't know, housing or transportation or social participation.
Whatever. Okay. 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 I'm fine with that if that's what the committee is suggesting. And I'm not saying it's limited to this one, but if there's other findings that relate to that, that's fine too. We can add that as an action item or activity for the village, or recommendation for the village to pursue.
Are we just going to do the findings now, or are we also going to look at the goals and activities?
I definitely want to deal with the findings. If it's easier for us to talk about the goals and the activities while we're on the finding, I'm okay with that if everybody else is. Otherwise, we're, you know, since we're already on the topic, so.
I'd rather stick with findings. We got to do something.
Okay.
Get something finished.
All right. Okay. All right, then. So are we done with civic engagement, social involvement then for findings?
As social participation.
I'm sorry, you're right.
I misdirected you at first.
Okay. Civic engagement and social involvement. Civic engagement. And I'm looking at the January 5th, 23rd draft report that we're... Okay. Since I don't hear any additional input, I'm assuming then that we are at least comfortable with what the findings are as listed on page 30. Is that correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Then that takes us, it looks like we dealt with civic engagement. Which is the other one we want to go into? Any specific order?
How about technology?
Okay.
That's a controversial one.
Okay.
Okay. What page is it on?
See, you know, it's in the list on page 16.
And... should be up at the beginning.
Okay.
You know, I think it's an oversight, but it's It's in the key.
Page 25.
It's page 25.
I'm sorry, I found transportation, not technology. I apologize.
Okay.
I think we identified it, and then for whatever reason, like, I didn't list it out and do a narrative. But I mean, we can talk about, you know, what those findings are.
Yeah, it's mentioned on 15 and on page 16.
Did you do a search?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I searched both documents, and in the technology, the reports are, we reported them, but for whatever reason, there's no like
specific narration.
Yeah, like narrative basis, rationale.
Yeah.
I think we could probably agree there's no major concerns with technology.
Yeah. For villagers, yeah. And you on page 16, you just have, yeah, no major concerns. And finding demonstrate 96% of households have internet, and large number of people have and do use comfortably use technology. Okay. So,
yeah, going back to the survey questions, all of our conclusions were no concern.
Yeah. Okay. So then, all right, that takes us. Okay. Okay, well, yeah, all right. So then, okay, so it looks we can agree on that finding for technology.
Hey, let's do transportation now that we know where it is.
Okay.
That was 26. Okay.
Seems to be a very accurate finding.
Yeah, in one draft it's on page 25, and I think the other one it's 26.
Okay.
I agree with him.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any committee member that likes to add to it, modify it? If not, it looks like we're all okay with it. Okay. All right. So that takes care of transportation. What else?
Outdoor spaces or?
Okay.
That's near transportation somewhere.
Yeah, that's on page 23. Okay.
And I think this is an area where we can make some pretty concrete suggestions. I mean, I know we're not there yet, but like these are things like if people are identifying issues with walking, lighting, and wayfinding.
Right. To respond to express an interest in making reinforcement more walkable, expressing the desire for sidewalk improvements, adequate street lighting, additional benches for sitting and resting be placed throughout the village. There's a need to upgrade or reforest street lighting to promote nighttime pedestrian and driver safety. Additionally, with more than a third of reinforced older adults expressing there are not enough places to sit and rest in the village, more benches are needed. Okay. Yeah. I do recall those comments being made.
Yeah, I think the findings are pretty much on target.
Yeah. Does any committee member feel that this should be somewhat, any additions to this or modifications?
No.
Because I'm assuming we're not voting on precise language because everything needs some editing.
No, I'm talking about
just I'm talking what about, they're saying.
Yes. I'm talking about, yeah, what they're saying in terms of, yeah, we can deal with, I call minor edits or rephrasing, that's fine, in terms of making it flow a little better, but that's okay. But I'm talking about, yeah, any additional findings outside of the subject that are the points that are being raised. Okay, sounds like I don't hear any. So it looks like outdoor spaces and buildings are findings are pretty much a good summary of what those findings are. And so we can move on to the next one, whichever the next one is.
Transportation.
Okay. Were we done with social participation? Yeah, we were. Okay. Yeah. So then we're done with technology.
Communication and information.
Yeah, that sounds great. 31. Yeah.
Okay. Communication.
It's 31.
31. Okay. Okay. Trying for more of that. Lack of apparently available services for older adults. Older adults that do not know what exists.
That's where the technology is in here too.
Yeah.
So Lydia, you didn't leave it out. It's just subsumed under communication and information.
Okay. Okay. See, I don't disagree with what's there. Does anybody else have any suggested revisions or modifications to the findings section?
The only thing I'd suggest is that the last sentence of the findings, residents expressed a significant interest in having the village be a place that is supportive for people with living with dementia. I think significant, we might want to view it more in terms of overwhelming interest. Wasn't it a huge, huge percentage, like 90% or something, or 80%?
Okay.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. We had it a high concern. I don't know what the percentages were, but it was. It was more than just a significant interest. Great interest, expressed great interest. We can come up with the word later, but you know, make it stronger.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with either one. I mean, I would take significant interest.
It's question 27.
Okay.
And it was 74% agreed or strongly agreed. 40% agreed, 34% strongly agreed.
That's a landslide. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get that in the basis.
Significant or majority, I think, is adequate.
And I could just and listen, I'm not going to argue about the word significant, overwhelming, or important. To me, significant to me would be sufficient for the village to say this is very important. Mm-hmm. Key to pursue. And I know the village has been very supportive of dementia efforts too. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's going to change. I'll go with whatever the committee says the word should be, significant, overwhelming, whatever. I'm just letting you know that to me, significant is to me for the village. I know it's going to say it's important and understand taking it to the level of overwhelming. It's still to us going to be the same in terms of the value of the importance of pursuing these efforts, supporting dementia friendly efforts, activities in the village. So I just don't want people overstressing that if you don't use the word overwhelming, the village isn't going to pay attention to it. That's all.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Can we do respect and social and inclusion on page 34?
Okay.
There it is.
Page 34. Okay. Yeah. Large number of respondents who are not feeling valued as a community member in the village. Okay. Age discrimination against workforce, which is not widespread. Respondents express there to be a low level of ageism in workforce. Okay. I'm thinking, and this is a question for you guys. The sentence respondents expressed to be a low level of ageism in River Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make that a little more user friendly? So if someone's reading this, they know what that means.
What was that one again?
The last sentence where respondents expressed there to be a low level of ageism in River Forest.
We can just put a sentence. In other words,
yes. You know,
the majority of people feel like they didn't experience discrimination based on their perceived age.
Okay.
I'm just curious what the conflict is there with the large number of respondents reported not feeling valued.
Exactly. As
a community member.
Right.
And yet these other things contradict that by saying, if we're talking about a community member, we're talking about a senior or just a person in general, because then it contradicts it with age discrimination against River Forest seniors is not widespread and they seem satisfied. I'm surprised to read that line, a large number not feeling valued. What does that actually mean for them?
Yeah.
Because the other findings seem to contradict that.
Yeah.
We can pull back up the survey items, but that might be a place where we recommend too that we do focus groups or, you know what I mean, like dig a little deeper, figure out what that means. I would imagine, and again, we can look at the questions, but I'm wondering if it's just a general, it's less about age and it's more about, did they feel like a valued community member at 30 when they moved here or 25? Right. Like, is it more about, I don't know. Is it more about,
I would see it like almost like more of a global problem though, you know, that this is what's going on. People, you know, maybe feeling lonely or not engaged in their community for various reasons, but I find that that's like really a huge, huge problem overall in the world, in our country. In our state, you know, whatever. But that's a good point, Lydia. I wonder if they felt that at 30. Are these people that just feel that way in general? Do they not want to partake in the community? I don't know. It seems strange to me.
You got to look at the actual data, Helen. 18% disagreed with the statement, I feel like a valued member of the River Forest community. That's question 15.
Mm.
There was a huge...
And I believe it was only 8% disagreed.
8% disagreed?
8% disagreed, not 18.
Okay.
But we had a very large percentage that was neutral.
That was neutral.
And I guess the question I have regarding neutral and not applicable is, Dan, maybe you could explain to us what people mean when they answer, because if you look at these different domains and you look for high neutral marks, there's some high neutrals in every domain, sometimes multiple high neutrals. And I don't I don't really necessarily understand the difference between neutral and not applicable and trying to interpret the data. I know the difference between them, but mm-hmm. you need to tell me what, when someone says they're neutral, does that mean they're neutral on agreement or disagreement? Or does that mean that they're neutral on the subject altogether? Or does that their way of saying that it doesn't apply to them?
Well, not applicable should be, doesn't apply to them, and neutral should be they're neutral.
But that's your definition. That might not be the average person might not have interpreted it that way is all I'm saying. And we don't know that. So I think to make any assumptions about what high neutrals or not applicables mean is a slippery slope.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I mean, we had 36% that were neutral on this, but we had 50% that agreed or strongly agreed. We only had 2% that said it wasn't applicable. So I think that.
So then by every measure of metric that we determined, this is technically a non-issue.
I thought that's what we concluded.
But what we did was we start to bend our rules. We started to bend our rules here on these three questions, which would be, or four questions, 12 through 15, because in 12, I'm satisfied with opportunities for social involvement. We have a third satisfied, a third neutral, and a third strongly agreeing. So again, it gets very difficult to interpret what these neutrals or not applicables mean. So what we did was we bumped up stuff that was low to no, and we called it moderate, so that we could get some consensus about a finding. But I think it's really important, if we're going to stick to the metrics, that we don't speak beyond our findings.
Could you translate that into plain English?
Well, I guess that would mean that if we said that we should be reporting the neutrality, and that we'd be reporting that we don't know what it means, it might require further study, but we can't draw a conclusion from it, because the neutrality numbers are on our scale of high concern, or at least moderate to high concern.
Yeah,
and that's what we all agreed on, because again, for satisfied question 12, neutrals 33, question 13, 33.8, question 14, 38, question 15, 36, all neutrals. So you've got almost 40% of all respondents neutral on the question, which could mean that it's a poorly phrased question, like, I feel like a valued member of the River Forest community. I think people might answer that question differently on different days.
Yeah.
That's all. So that's my 2 cents.
Yeah. And
yeah, 30, around 36%, 38% were the highest neutrals we had for any questions. Yeah, no, we had concerns that we didn't know what it meant, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and I don't know how to interpret that. I mean, I'm not the expert in terms of neutrals, but for people that, at least I know during the pilot, remember we did a pilot at the beginning of when we were trying to sharpen these questions, and whenever I got the neutrals or the non-applicables, the people who didn't really care one way or the other. At least when I went back, I go, what did you label as a neutral or non-applicable? And they're like, well, you know, sometimes it was one or the other. To me, it was the same in terms of them taking it. It was the same. So
I don't want to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But I think there's a mistake in the way that this is drafted, because it says a large number of respondents reported not feeling valued as a community member. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you go to question 15 and it says, I feel like a valued member of the River Forest community, only 8% disagree and 3% strongly disagree.
Yeah.
But 39, I think we got that, just it's worded wrong. We're reporting it improperly from the findings, because I would say a large number of people, which is strongly agree and agree, which is 50%, believe they feel like a valued member of the community. And then 36 were neutral. So there really isn't a disconnect here. It's really just written wrong on page, whatever page this is.
Page
34.
Okay.
That needs to be edited.
So it should be not out.
Well,
I think the word not is a type, must be a typo.
Correct. Right. So you're right. So a large number of respondents reported feeling valued as a
community member. Oh, yeah. That I would agree with those findings. Now,
that would explain the inconsistency. Okay.
Correct.
Good. I'm glad you looked into that, Jim and Dan.
I sleep with this report now.
Yeah.
At least one draft anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So can we make a note, Matt, or you know, I mean, whoever had this version, to strike out the word not. Okay. And then that makes the rest of it sort of flow. Except I would still say that last sentence maybe revise. I think, Lydia, you mentioned it, how it could be adding another sentence to explain what the current last sentence means. Okay. Okay. All right. And then after that, that looks like we pretty much address this point, this finding. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking that as a question for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. And thank you. Okay. Then I'm trying to see what else. Inclusion. I'm just going communications. We
there's
did.
Files, and I don't know if there's anything else.
Okay.
I think we've got community support and services for older adults.
Okay.
Where is that?
It should be right here. Oh, no.
Here we go. Right. Support and services. Okay. I just see it on 16.
Now some of the other topics discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think given that we broke up our key findings, like we pulled the survey headings apart, and the survey headings don't necessarily align exactly to the ARP domains.
Okay.
So we might just need to include another section and a subheading to capture that.
Okay.
But I think it gets captured in the communication of services.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Awareness services is covered here.
Yeah, communication information.
So we should break out a section, obviously, then to match the domain, right?
Correct.
The category in the survey.
I think it would help with alignment and flow. Yeah.
But we've already agreed on the findings, so I think we're good there.
Right.
So then the last one is housing.
Did we do social participation?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first.
I missed it. Oh, that was the first one. Okay, sorry.
That was our warm-up one, Russ.
Oh, okay. All right. After a while, I'm like, it's starting to blend in. But yes, so let's go to housing then. Thank you. That's on page 17?
Starts there.
Oh, 17, 18.
I've got no problem with the substance of the four paragraphs, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs on findings on page 18. I think we may want to refine these, the wording in them, but I've got no problem with the substance of them.
I personally would strike all of paragraph 2. And then I don't know that we should be quoting, you know, like when we have very tight findings for the other domains. And this is almost a page long. And I think if you go back to the question, and maybe we go back to the questions and look at what the findings were for housing and finances, questions 41 through 47 were of no concern at all. It's important for people to age in place. So again, in the summary of findings that we have on housing and finances, it was important for people to have options to age in different settings. Mm-hmm. And that to some degree, people were open to modifications. And then this small percentage, this 23%, were open to ADUs. Now, those are the findings. And to speak to anything beyond that, requiring, you know, like aging in place requires the maintenance and creation of age appropriate affordable housing and dwelling. This is stuff that I don't believe belongs in this finding section at all. It's almost making the argument for something that isn't a finding. I don't know what it's saying other than it's making a case for, you know, affordable housing and age appropriate housing, which is what I would consider all ability housing. So I'll step back.
Yeah.
In terms of this being a finding, I agree this doesn't have to be a finding. This is something that certainly needs to be discussed in the narrative, given that affordability is one of the two areas of AARP indicators of livability. And the housing domain is defined as ensuring that communities include affordable housing options for varying life stages and that homes are appropriately designed and modified. So something to be addressed in the narrative and in goals and actions, but I don't think it needs to be in the findings. I think in the findings we would have, there's an interest in a strong interest in aging in place, a strong interest in, aging and community. Those are pretty clear. I mean, it's 67% think it's important to age in River Forest. That seems pretty clear finding to me.
And I guess then if we can focus those percentages as to the responses in this finding section, that'd be fine. And I think that third paragraph is trying to do that. And maybe with what you're adding to the finding, but yeah, the other paragraphs are more like for narrative about what aging and maintenance, et cetera. And that's, you know, if it's kept somewhere, but it probably shouldn't be in the finding section. And I think we're all heading in that direction. So yeah, maybe that could be revised a little bit so that obviously the third paragraph seems to be addressing that. Dan, you mentioned something about the interest and the percentage of that. And I guess we should be focusing our findings relating to the responses that we received on the housing questions when we're making those interpretations.
Yeah. People said their homes, you know, they said their homes were accessible to them.
Okay.
67% thought it's important to age in River Forest.
Okay.
Trying to find, didn't we have a question about aging, staying in their own home? I think. Yeah, we had something about how long people wanted to stay in their home.
Okay.
58 is how much longer would you like to live in your current River Forest home? And 57% wanted to live 11 years or more. 18% were 6 to 10 years. So for 6 years or more, we're looking at 75% roughly. How long do you want to continue to live in River Forest? It's really not much different. It's 6 years or more is, well, it's, interestingly, a smaller percentage. No, it's about the same. It's 79%. So there's clearly.
Wouldn't we have to drill down on some of those, Dan, by age to say, like, if you ask me when I'm 40, you know, do I want to continue to live in River Forest? How long do I want to live here? I need to raise my family. I want to put my kids through school. I think we'll be here for at least 20 years. Do you know what I mean? And when you look at the respondents at these numbers, again, reading in to that, these are things that what action could the village take other than the housing stock, which in many cases over 100 years old, and we don't have a lot of undeveloped land. What action could the village take to help people live in River Forest for longer? And then the other question I would ask you is have you done any conversions on River Forest median income per the 30% rule to determine what an affordable housing payment in River Forest would be? Have you done that homework?
I can give you the percentages of people that are cost burdened, homeowners and
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in if you took our median household income in River Forest at 130,000 per the 2020 census data, and you took 30% of that, including utilities, you're looking at a housing allowance payment of $3,500 a month is considered affordable. So I think we could rent a lot of apartments in River Forest for $3,500 a month. The Vantage, all these buildings over here, all these high rises, they're about $2,500 a month. So would we be advocating for housing that would be in that price range based on the definition of what truly is affordable?
Okay, listen, we're talking about findings right now, okay? And
yeah, but if you're going to include affordable and make affordable a key finding, then I think it's really important for the committee to discuss what that means and how actionable it really is, Dan, because we've spent a lot of time talking about housing. When you look at the key findings from this survey, housing is one of 9 domains, and the findings were unremarkable. They were really unremarkable. And I don't think that you can extrapolate data and information that's not there. And we could talk about this until the cows come home, but the numbers are embedded in the data that we have. And we created the metric, and we need to stick to what we agreed on.
You're losing me here. I mean, first starting with your how long people want to live here, we surveyed people 55 and older. That's not going to involve a whole hell of a lot of people that have kids in school. saying we're going to live for another 20 years.
I think you can't make a statement like that without looking at the facts, Dan. We do a lot of swirling like this. A
hell of a lot.
Well, you know what? I think if you want to back it up, if you want to go in and look at it, present it to the committee, please do so. Otherwise, no.
I'll be happy to do so. Jim, you have obstructed everything on housing from the beginning, including insisting on not asking about income and cost of housing while suggesting we can get that from the census, and the census doesn't provide that by age. So we're dealing with some lack of information here. And I encourage the committee to remember that the housing domain, according to the World Health Organization, is ensuring communities include affordable housing options for varying life stages that are appropriately designed and modified. So,
I'm agreeing with it, but I'm saying by definition,
address that.
Dan, I'm agreeing with you. And I'm saying by definition, when you do the math on our community, I think it's going to disturb some of what we would actually, as a committee, have to recommend, like what those places would look like. Because I do the math on that kind of stuff every day, and that's a considerable amount of resources that someone would be required to have to, quote, get affordable housing in River Forest.
I'll be happy to put together the information that you're seeking.
Okay. So, Dan, you're going to take another stab at the percentages, et cetera, but the responses are the findings specifically related to the responses that we received on the survey.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking out paragraph 2 from the findings, and we're taking out paragraph 4 from the findings, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to make a suggestion. Sure. I got a feeling that we can really move this along, speed it along, if we let the drafting committee work on and agree on goals and essential activities or action items, right, and bring it back to the full committee at our next meeting. Oh. I require our little group to collaborate very closely, but I think we can really be progressive, move this along really well if we were to, the four of us to talk it out.
Okay. And I just want to, Dan, it looks like before we do that, and I'm not saying not to, what I'm suggesting is I just want to make sure, get closure on all the findings. Housing was the current one. I think, did we all agree that now have we addressed all the findings? Or does I just want to make sure we did that. Or in other words, is there a finding that we have missed that we haven't touched upon yet? And if so, please speak now. Hearing none, it looks like we have. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we get closure on our least discussion for the findings. Okay, now let's address this Dan's suggestion regarding the goals and action items. There's a proposal to do the four committee doing it, and I know it's 7:44 already. So at least it looks like we addressed all the findings issues for today. We still have the, I had in my mind action items. Dan is throwing goals and action items. And right now the proposal is for the four, meaning Jim, Lydia, Dan, and
Barbara.
And Barbara, thank you. I'm like, who am I missing? To talk about it. And I'm not against it. I want to make sure that the other three are okay with that. Or do you feel that it would be productive or not? And by the way, in addition to that, though, that doesn't exclude Deborah, Helen, and myself from adding any additional action items that we would like. So I just wanted to be clear with that. But I think what's being proposed is, should the four that are currently that were working on the report feel comfortable and or feel it's productive to go with what Dan is suggesting. And then So I'm asking the four. And right now, Barbara's
and I want to emphasize,
there.
Rez, I agree. We need you, Deborah, and Helen
right.
to send us any additional
sure.
ideas you have for action items or goals for any of the domains. Send them
sure.
to us by next week if you can, early next
okay.
week.
I personally would be much more comfortable with the full committee. We're this far in the process.
Okay.
And I feel like we're not getting the voice of everybody on this committee.
Okay.
And I think the people need to be heard. So,
okay.
That would be my feeling. I
okay.
think four of us have taken this about as far as we can go without some committee involvement in terms of kind of driving the process forward.
Okay. And that's fair. So then my next question is that so far our meetings have been on a monthly basis. Are we, as a committee, considering meeting more frequently than a monthly basis, or what would be the proposal? Is that people just submit their action items within a week? Or, you know, I guess that's, I'm trying to get some a movement in terms of getting some accomplishment. I'm happy we dealt with the findings today, but so I'm just trying to explore, because I received that suggestion before, maybe a month or two ago. Should we be meeting more than just once a month to get closure on this report? And
wait,
so that's the question.
Please,
yeah.
Before you do that, can we hear from other people if they'd like to have the committee whip together more of a draft of goals and action items and submit it to the whole committee, or if they want to have the whole committee go through them one by one in the
okay.
very rough format they're in now?
Okay.
Can I just say that it seems that we have a sufficient amount of information, and I'm just curious as to why we can't come to some sort of conclusion here. Like, what is the end game that we're going for? Do you keep talking about this, or can we come to some sort of conclusion here? And how many more meetings do you see that taking? And I guess I just need to know what that looks like. When does it end? At what point do we conclude the process?
Yeah.
Never.
It ends once we have a report, but if we do this, I think, a systemic way, we're going to get there sooner and we're going to wind up with a higher quality product.
Okay. Well,
I think that we've got a quality product on the table now. I believe that there are a very cohesive a package of findings and action items and goals that have been fleshed out already. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that work has been done. Look with everything that Jan put together for the housing section. It's 10 pages long. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't we look at that section as a committee and decide whether, you know, something's appropriate or not? Or, you know, like, again, I think what we should do is take the working document that we have, maybe
right.
this January 5th document, and then order it properly, make these modifications that we made today, and then maybe just isolate. Now that we got the findings, maybe we can just isolate blank the goals and objectives sections, or the goal, objective, and action item for each of the findings that we've discovered. I mean, again, we went through it pretty quickly tonight. We spent more time talking about how we were going to get through this process than we did actually going through the nine domains. Then I feel like the draft that we have on the table has a lot of goals, objectives, and action items already in print. So to sit and start to create it from scratch again, when Barb's done it, Dan's done it, I've done it, and Lydia's done it, doesn't seem productive to me.
Right.
Feels like we're going backwards again.
Excuse me, I'm not talking about starting from scratch. We've got some stuff here. It is far from finished. I've looked at these other reports today. We are far from finished. Sorry. This is not anywhere close to a polished document. We have not thought out.
Dan, no one's done any editing
carefully.
Yet. No one's
Jim,
done any
we haven't
editing
done
or
that.
Formatting, but we are close to being finished, sir. We're not far from being finished. We've been at this for nearly 3 years. Okay.
Right.
It's been a year since we've had our results and we can't produce a report.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
I'd fire everybody.
Okay. Let me do this or suggest the following. Okay, we have the January 5th, 23 draft. We should continue doing that. We are working on that as the master draft of what needs to be revised. So no creating new documents or anything like that. I totally am in support of working with that draft. We will modify it with any modifications. You can take, Dan, you said you were going to revise it somewhat in terms of the finding percentage to reflect the actual percentages of the responses relating to housing. But I think we pretty much finished all the other finding sections, or at least agreed on them. So now we can look at, and I'm looking at the full committee now, that if for the sections regarding the goals and or action items, if people have any modifications to them, I think we should individually submit those by, let's discuss a date. And if it is a week, let's do it in a week. And then I will also add that if a committee member doesn't submit a response, we can agree that that means you don't have any additional input. It is fine the way it is. And we will be collecting or taking that to mean from every committee member, you're comfortable with the current draft the way it is, or you're going to add submit modifications to it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I know, Dan, you suggested originally, should people just submit their responses in a week? Is a week sufficient for everybody to get back in terms of reviewing that January 5th draft that we're looking at now?
Wait a second. Rez, okay. You're throwing out all the work that Barbara did. The two need to be merged. There is stuff that Barbara wrote, put considerable effort into, that belongs in the document.
Well, Dan, I'm focused right now on the goals. We were talking about goals and action items. So you're saying that Barbara's goals and actions are in a totally separate than what's in this draft on January 5th?
They are more fleshed out than what's in this draft, yes. In some of the domain areas. Substantially more fleshed
out. Yeah, I disagree. I think we got to work from...
Okay. And so can Barb, okay. And I know it's difficult because Barb has restrictions in terms of participating in these meetings. I get it. But at the same time, it's sort of hard to try to get a closure on something and then getting input after committee appears to agree on a direction. And then one committee member comes back and says, I think we ought to do. What I'm suggesting then is if Barbara can readapt to her section, she'll be able to focus on the goals and the action items and put the input on this draft, right? Or are you saying
we could still incorporate anything from that other draft that we wanted to,
okay,
if the committee agrees to include it. But I think what Barb started to do, and Lydia and Barb had the conversation about it, so Lydia, chime in anytime, regarding the fact that Barb was looking more at an action plan in her draft than she was incorporating the action plan into the findings in the report. And according to the format that we were working on, we were trying to do a report with findings, goals and objectives, and then following that up with an action plan. Not all in the same report, not all in the same document. And metrics... Yeah. For determining the, the viability of what we had done or the success or failure of the recommendations that we had implemented.
Okay.
I'm really confused. I mean, all these other plans that we have, it's one document. It's got their findings, their goals, their action items, all in one document. I don't quite understand why there is any reason to do it as two different documents. It just doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense.
Dan, if you laid them side by side, Because if you want to sit and take these documents side by side, there's a ton of difference in the documents. And like I said, I have spent hours. What I did was made a commitment that I would spend at least 2 hours with these documents every day leading up to this meeting from the last time that I looked at it, so that I would be well-versed in the sections, the nomenclature, the definitions of words that you're using, all of these things that seem to be slowing this process down. Like Helen said, can't we come to some agreement that what we have is substantive and what we have are findings that are not remarkable? This is not a ground-shaking report. It's not going to shake the earth. Okay, there's only a few actionable items that the village can move on, and we don't need to make it more than it is. So you've got a one-page document that's got the findings, the true findings of this report, and you want to detail out a 100-page report to deliver those findings that you could put on one page. You said
please do not say I want to do a 100-page report, Jim. I'm tired
of putting words
in my mouth.
You said it needs to be. If this is recorded, Dan, go back and listen to what you said.
I did not say it needs to be 100 pages. I said they run from 6 to 180 pages. Some of them are 100 pages. I never said it has to be 100 pages.
But you said that it needs to be far more substantial than it is, and that we're not close to being done. Do you agree on that?
It needs to be more substantial than the January 5th draft is. And Barbara put together helps.
I think if you go back to the words of the great President Abraham Lincoln said, I would have written you a shorter letter if I had more time. I don't believe in the weight test. I want content and workability. The village trustees don't have time to read your 120-page report, Dan.
And Dan, here again, I want to reiterate that this is supposed to be a report based on the responses that we received from the surveys. It is not to create a new report of and that's going to help solve senior activities in general. We got to narrow down for now what the responses are, this was supposed to be a neat assessment of what the current seniors in our village want or don't want or need or don't need necessarily. And again, it is to give the village board a report of what people, how they responded to this. It is not a complete report about what we can do in the village in general. It is what people feel they want or need for now. And then what recommendations we have based on those responses.
Leaving out the fact we were supposed to be doing focus groups and a whole lot of other things that we never did. We're relying solely on the survey, and we need to inform it by the knowledge that we have about these different domains and how to achieve the goals that we are creating based on what we have learned from the survey and from what we know about seniors' needs in these different areas. I have never been talking, despite what Jim's putting in my mouth, I'm never talking about a 120-page report. But it's got to have substance to it, and it's got to have be presented in a manner that will be engaging to the reader. Because let's face it, you have a million things to read as a trustee.
Right.
And we also, as people want to ignore this, but frankly, we've gotten no citizen input, and we should be holding a hearing on this once we have a polished draft with the public to get their input, which could lead to further refinements.
But that's can I ask Debbie or Helen to weigh in on this? Yeah. Is this report readable to you?
Yes, it is very readable to me. Wait, sorry. It's very readable to me. Yes, it's very readable. To me, the simpler, when you talk about members such as Rez and all of us having a ton of stuff to read, the simpler, the better. I mean, I feel like we're trying to make something more complicated than it has to be. I've worked in this community with seniors. I've operated in senior services for a very long time. And I can tell you that what we have here is a very good thing. We can tweak a few things, maybe improve some stuff, but I don't think we want to try to create a problem where there isn't. And I think we want to just enhance what we have. But getting any more complicated than this document, I can tell you that people, in fact, won't read it. And the idea of having hearings, you can see right now that people don't call in to comment on any of these meetings. What makes you think that there's going to be some big, you know, percentage of the population that's going to come to a hearing? And I feel like what you've done is great work, all the work that's been put into this, but the document really is what it is. I mean, I feel like they're just, it just, you just have to conclude it at some point.
Yeah.
I agree with, and I am I on mute? No.
No, you're not. Go ahead.
I am not an expert in this field, and I'm just wondering if we took this first draft and used the revised draft with everybody's comments and Barb's comments, as we look at these goals and action items, can't we use those as a tool to help us come to a conclusion or an opinion about the that's what I would do. I found the second one a little hard to follow as a regular person, but that's what I would propose to do, is that we take the first one and we use the second one as a reference to help us.
Okay. Well, and I'm just trying to get some consensus here, and it sounds like everyone seems to be comfortable with working with this. I label it by the date, the January 5th draft.
Right.
And moving ahead with that, tweaking that to some point, and then just trying to make it, I like the word user-friendly, but right, so that people, you know, reading it on this in the community will be able to understand it. And again, it is not our interpretation about whether something is valuable or not. This report is more like, these are the responses that we receive from residents. And this is the interpretation that, based on their responses, what action items or goals, whatever we want to define it, is what the village ought to be looking at based on what we, how we reviewed the responses from the survey. Again, that's really, this should be catered toward the needs of the residents based on the responses.
I agree.
Okay.
If we
go ahead, Deb.
If we do this and revise it in a week and deliver it to you, Rez, then what happens?
Then what I think the last time when we looked at this or talked about this, so not this last being the one before, I think what we, meaning I volunteered, and I think Deb, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I think you were willing to help me, and I was going to try to pull in Helen as well, as the non-experts on the committee, to try to make this user-friendly, to give it a proofread edit in terms of making it readable for residents, the common resident that is not an expert in the survey. And again, taking a shot at proofreading it, formatting it, and making it look pretty type of thing, without necessarily changing the substance of the findings and the goals, et cetera, that we're getting from the four committee members who are working on those. So so I'm anticipating that maybe if after a week, when we get whatever we get, maybe we can start working on proofreading and formatting the draft. And if that's okay with everybody, or go ahead.
Because you're jumping ahead. We have to agree. Our next meeting is going to be on goals and action items.
Okay.
We've got to agree on those before we can flesh it out with additional narrative.
Okay.
And, you know,
Dan, is there any way that you could maybe lay out the agenda for maybe the next 5-6 meetings so that we know what the steps are to completion? Just in your, by your definition, if you could do that, I think that'd be helpful to everybody.
all we, I mean, for the next one, since you want to use the approach of the whole committee going at it, you know, we'll go next meeting. We should be going through the goals and the action items. After that's decided, we're going to have to decide on all those other factors for each action item. Namely, how you do the implementation, the evaluation and such. Someone's going to have to figure that out. And I, you know, I'm very open to whoever can figure it out, figure it out. Then you write the narrative. I mean, while you're doing those implementation and evaluation, the narrative could be put together, the structure could be put together, and the whole thing could be turned into a single package to go to the committee. And then if you want to do, you know, further editing and formatting, do it. So you're looking at two or three more meetings before we have something that's going to be, I think, possibly ready for prime time. And I guess twice a month if you want.
But okay, I guess, well, let me ask you this before. Here's what I understood when I said the implementation and how that plays out. I'm still stuck on the fact that it looks like what we're really focusing on is every detail on how the village should be, is going to do this. I don't know if we really need to get to that specifics. I think if there's items that the village ought to be looking at or towards, that's what I'm foreseeing. That's what we're going to be doing and participating when we give this report. That based on these findings, the village ought to be looking at doing the following. And it's more like, if you want to call it a goal, that we can play semantics, or we wanted some general items of what the board should be focusing on. And again, I don't know about focus meetings, and none of this was excluding focus meetings. I think the pandemic put a stop to a lot of that as well. But I think we're able to get the survey out. We're still able to review this. It's going to be made public. I'm anticipating I already know that we're going to send out whatever report we get with whatever recommendations we have. It's going to go to the townships and our neighboring villages who are really interested in hearing what the responses to our survey is. I know our residents are. I know the village board is. It's not going to stop the discussion from moving forward and how we can approach it. I'm anticipating, too, where it's going to go. By the way, I left out the library. I know they're interested in getting a response as well. And we can talk about this and report it to the respective public bodies. I know the regional, there's a regional neighboring age-friendly committee that's starting between Oak Park, Forest Park, River Forest, Maywood. They're going to be interested in getting this report and the survey to it. So the discussions are going to move forward. I just, I don't want to, here's my concern, that I don't want to prolong this to the point that I'm not wanting to rush it, but I think people want to hear what is the survey, where people are responding, and we can't even give them that.
Okay.
Let me finish, because if this is going to take another 5 to 6 months, I protract that it's going to take longer than that. Well, I'm hearing 5 more meetings approximately or whatever that we need to get. By the time all this is said and done, mm-hmm. what I'm going to hear is rest. That data was 2, 3, 4 years old. It's not even useful. It's not even recent information. So how do we know that the data hasn't changed since then? Becomes a moot document.
If you want to drop these things, were put in here by Jim and Lydia, a target date for completion, organization, individual responsibility for each activity, resources needed, indicator of progress. If you don't want those in there, I'm fine with that. I've got no problem. But don't suggest that I'm trying to prolong this by having that stuff in there. I didn't come up with that.
Okay.
I'm perfectly happy if we don't put that in. That's going to take a long time to figure out, and I think it needlessly prolongs this.
Okay, then I think what changes, it's changed a little bit back to the original question. If we're not going to move forward with a detailed ARP action plan followed up with an implementation and evaluation plan, it does change the structure of our recommendation, our action item, who's responsible and how we evaluate it. So my suggestion would be to not get into the weeds too much with those sub recommendations, but take the main recommendations. I think each committee member could take the next week and look at the recommendations that we've outlined thus far, if they resonate, if you feel like there needs to be something added, and we can compile pretty quickly a list of recommendations that accompany the report of our findings that we can present to the village. And let the village decide if they think it's worth moving forward with the action plan. And if so, then they can grapple with detailing out some of those essential activities and who's responsible for them at the village level.
I mean, Lydia, I think you've got the basic structure here. I just think, and, you know, having the action items are perfectly fine. I just think we don't need to go into the details of target date for completion.
Yeah, and if we're not going to submit things, to ARB, we definitely don't need to.
Yeah, we can leave those things out, and that could be for a more detailed action plan. That'll save us a lot of time.
And frankly, from what I'm looking at, what's listed for goals, and it seems to follow the recommendations. I mean, some of those goals can be recommendations for the village. Without details of essential activity, target dates, et cetera, resource needed. I applaud it if that's, we had quick, if we have responses, but that is seems to be putting out a lot of what I call an implementation plan now for those items. And I'm not sure if we're going to be in that position to be able to start recommending it. And that's going to be holding us up a lot from this report, from moving forward. So I like the idea that the recommendation sections stay where they're at, which is fine because we need to make recommendations. And then I'm looking at some of the goals, like, for example, I just happen to be on page 24 about under the issue of outdoor spaces, whatever. One of the goals is provide brighter lighting that confined to the street sidewalks. Those could be recommendations. That goal is like, to me, I can read it as a recommendation and not necessarily fill in the other item, the statements or sections right underneath that. To create a plan to ensure sidewalks are accessible and safe for walking. That's, to me, another recommendation without going through it. And let the village deal with how the best to do that. I mean, some of this is going directly working with the staff that I see it like in terms of that. I already talked to Jeff Loster about fixing the sidewalks, providing more lighting, how we're going to approach that as part of our comprehensive plan. You know, I already had started discussions with that. I don't think, and I mean this respectfully to this committee, I don't think we need you to worry about how to tell us how to do that. If you give us the goal, let us figure out how to best achieve that goal so that is, that's where I'm coming from. So otherwise, at this point, I don't even have enough to bring to the board to saying this is really what we should be doing. I mean, I'm telling from my own perspective based on the information that I know as part of this committee what we ought to be doing. I already put in for the request for sidewalks. I already put in the request for lighting and coming up with a plan on that issue. So I have that indirectly already in the works, but this report would help me in terms of moving that forward for the full village board to focus on it. So
well, it sounds like you're talking about following sort of the format that virtually all these plans have been doing, which is to, in a domain, give goals, and then recommendations to achieve the goal.
Correct.
Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's where I'm going. Yes.
Yeah. And, good. And we're in agreement.
So what I'm saying is that I think a lot that's already here is already something we can use as part of our report. So, and again, there's going to be potentially more input. Believe you me, there's never a lack of input for people who are interested in hearing. And I'm happy to hear it. And I've always consult with the townships on senior activities and the library and talking to number of people too as well. And And I'm sure you have too. And God knows Helen hears a lot. So that, you know, so does Lydia, et cetera. So it's not to be dismissed. It's more like just helping me get it to the board. So to support what we're doing, that's all. So I don't know if this helps.
Plan.
Okay. Okay. So putting this aside, then let's do this. Is a week good enough? Going back, is a week good enough for people to give me to review this one January 5th draft for, you know, look at the goals and just for that, and look at the recommendations to see if there's anything else that you would like or would like to suggest that we ought to be doing, and give that feedback, whether it's a separate document. You don't have to revise this version of it. If you want to, that's fine. I prefer almost like give us your feedback in the structure of what goals or action items you would like to see. I call them recommendations. And we already did the findings except for the revised findings on the housing. The rest are pretty much there. Everyone sees it. And then maybe we can, is a week good enough or is it 2 weeks? Either way, we can start. I can start working with Deborah and Helen, at least formatting the next version of it so that people can see the recommendation, the goals for everyone to put in one document and look at it so we can hopefully make a decision on that at the next meeting. And just like what we did today with the findings. Does that sound like a plan that everyone's okay with?
Right. Yep. Yes.
Okay. 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 So can we say you want a week? 2 weeks?
No more than two.
Two. Okay. So 2 weeks from today will take us to January 25th. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So January 25th, give us whatever input. And then let's also assume, though, that if you don't have any, please just send Matt. He's going to be collecting. Yep. Send Matt an email saying, you know, I have no further comments or revisions or input for the January 5th draft. And that's fine, too. So we can at least move ahead and get closure. So with that, we have a draft that everybody can see for the next meeting. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Is there any other items for discussion today in terms of the report activities before we move on? I'm looking to see for the agenda, and I think that's pretty much what we had for today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. If that's the case and no other further business for tonight, then I would, wait, I do have one that Dan suggested earlier today. Before everybody joined in the meeting this afternoon or this evening, Dan suggested, that maybe should we all go back to meeting at 7 instead of 6 p.m. I know at one point we started at 7. Today could have been an anomaly. I don't know, mm-hmm. since there were a number of us that couldn't get on exactly at 6. I don't know if that's putting too much pressure. Should we move this back to 7? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking. Deb, you're okay. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. All right. Then Jim, I don't
I'm
see.
I'm fine.
You. Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. So let's continue with 6 o'clock then, it sounds like. Okay. All right.
You're going to have to deal with the wrath of my wife.
Okay. I just won't let Diana talk to Annie, my wife. Because they'll commensurate and make it worse, probably. All right, then. Okay, so then, well, Matt, you'll send an email out as a reminder for people to submit their input by in 2 weeks. And then, you know, again, I, Deb, Helen will work on a revised draft again, just to try to comport to what we have and try to make it user-friendly, so to speak. I'm not going to make any changes, though, believe you me. It's more like so we can all understand it. People in the community, so to speak. So, okay. All right, then. If there's no further business, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, Deb, Helen. Okay, Matt, can you call the roll, please?
Sure thing. Member Flanagan?
Yes.
Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Yes.
Member Manning?
Yes.
Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. And thank you. Thank you all again. And I appreciate your time and look forward to your further participation.
Thanks, Rez.
Thank you.
Thank you.